Amen. Before you go to your seats, before you go to your seat, 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter of 2 Chronicles. This scripture has just been pulling on me, and it has even challenged me to really evaluate my own life and my own relationship with God. How many of you know if you're going to call yourself a Christian, you got to take self-evaluation every now and then? Come on, somebody. Because I know it just as much as there is a great God, there is an enemy that is trying to sabotage your walk with Christ. Have I got a witness in this place? Hallelujah. And the more you confess Jesus, the more he's going to try to make you look like a fool for confessing him. Have I got a witness in this place that know that there is a force that's trying to keep you from doing the right thing? Hallelujah. And push you right back into sin. This is what this scripture says. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, don't forget that, and seek my face and turn, watch this, from your wicked ways. I can stop right there. Because you really ain't ready for no blessing until you turn. Y'all missed that. I could have a benediction right now. He said, turn from your wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. But that's not until you seek his face. And I will heal your land. On your way to your seat, I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, get right with God. Yeah. You may be seated. Get right with God. The reason I'm challenging you to get right with God is because your lifestyle really don't line up with the word of God like you telling everybody that it does. I hope they let me come back. Because, see, the way you lived your life in 2016 has left you scarred, and it's left you, your mind in disarray, and it's created some dysfunction in your life that when you came into 2017, you came in hobbling, you came in limping, you came in skipping into 2017, but you still had some residue of the sin that you were in last week. Have I got a witness in this place? But I came by to tell somebody today, there is good news, because whatever you do for God is going to last. But whatever you do outside of God, inside of this world, that's going to cause you to get separated from Almighty God. The Bible tells you that if my people who are called by my name, isn't it amazing that God still calls you his people? If I can get somebody to say amen, I won't even take long in here. You ought to be glad that God still says that you belong to him. Because there are some attitudes and there are some things that are still attached to me that I'm not going to go through the rest of this year acting like. I got to have some love within me. Have I got a witness in this place that says to my neighbor that Christ lives in me? Is there anybody that knows that Jesus is looking for a place to reside in you? It's not the building so much no more, but it's the person that he's called to live for him. Come on, you ought to tell your neighbor, you got to get right. You got to get right with God. You got to leave some of those things behind that you've been carrying all of this time. Some of those dead dispositions and some of that dead praise and that dead worship and all them dead prayers that you've been praying. You know, just because you've been in church all your life doesn't declare that you are a Christian. You got to confess with your mouth and believe that God raised Jesus. Have I got a witness in this place? So here's the thing. What are you carrying in 2017 that has you weighed down that you were carrying in 2016? Have I got a witness in this place? Because there are folk all around here getting healed and you got high. I wish I had a witness in this place. They got delivered and you still drinking. I can't hear nobody say amen. That same stuff that you declare that you are still doing while declaring that you are Christian, the devil is lying at you. Because do you know that he goes to God every day and he is telling God, look at this person that you call a Christian. He is the accuser of the brethren. The Bible said that the sons of God came to God, but who do y'all know was in the congregation when he came? Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. So everything that you are doing that you think is right, if you're not doing it out of spirit of love, it doesn't call as Christian behavior. I can't hear nobody say amen today. Because see, real love puts itself in harm's way that the person that you are loving is benefiting from it. Come on, somebody. I got to hear somebody. If y'all say amen once or twice, I get up and get on out of here. One way you know you're telling the truth is when they ain't saying nothing. So you got to really evaluate your lifestyle to see that if my life is lining up with the word of God. Because if contrary to popular belief, you will have consequences for the sin that you are still dealing with from 2016. So when you march on into 2017, you got to have the same kind of mind that says, God, I'm submitting myself to you so that you can change some things in my life so that I can look better for the world and they'll know that you live in my life. Come on, tell somebody to get right with God. Get right with God because it's separating you from God. Get right from God because it's leaving you apart from God. And you ain't no fit for the kingdom of God if you can't give God the true worship and the praise that he's done. Because if you don't never learn to worship God, you'll never be a witness. I'm trying to help somebody here today. If you never learn to give God worship, true worship. Come on, somebody. I ain't talking about that worship from them idols that you used to worship on last year. I'm talking about that worship that qualifies you as true worship. Because worship empowers you to go out to witness to a dying world about a living soul. He says, if my people, stop right there. If always implies what would have happened had you had done what you were supposed to do. If always implies that under the condition that I have made the choice to be in God, under the condition that I have made the choice to seek the face of God, if my people who are called by my name, do you know that there wasn't a divine assignment on your life before the beginning of time? God had called you to be who you are. He had called you to represent who he is. When Jesus went to heaven, he went to represent you, and he left you down here on earth to represent him. Now look at your life right now and see, are you representing Christ like he would call you to represent him? Come on, somebody. If my people who are called, if the people that I have called to live their life to represent me, if you're called by my name, if people can see the Christ that is in you right now, would humble themselves. That's the problem right there, Pastor. We're so full of pride that we won't humble ourselves. Can I tell you, before you go anywhere in your life, there has to be a lowering before there's a lifting in your life. And if, good God Almighty, and if you stay full of pride, God's got a fall for you. You can't spend your whole lifetime thinking that just because I go to church on Sunday morning that everything is going to be all right for us in the relationship. You got to spend time with Almighty God so that he can show you how to humble yourself. My people who are called by my name would humble themselves. You got to get to a point in your life where you'll lay prostrate before God to get the things you know you need. Not worrying about what somebody else says about you. Some of y'all still carrying stuff from years ago and you done forgot what you mad at them about. But you still mad at them every time you see them. And every time you see them walk through the door, your face get longer than 19th Street. But God said you got to leave some of that stuff behind, because that stuff is separating you from God and I can't use you. It's one of you. You want to be used by God. You want to be used by God, but you ain't got no love in your heart. You want to be used by God, but you always talking about somebody. You want to be used by God, but every time we look up, you on Facebook cussing somebody out. But you want to be used by God. God can't use you with all that nasty mess in you right now. God can't use you and you always talking about somebody. God can't use you and you always getting high. You ought to tell your neighbor, you got to get right with God. You got to get right with God because time is running out. See, I've already solidified my seat in heaven because I evaluate my lifestyle every day. Now, don't think that I'm just better than you, but you can do the same thing. Come on, tell somebody, get right with God, because time is running out. We having funerals every weekend. The police are saying they accidentally shooting folk every day. We live in a world right now where the gender, the girls can go in the boys' bathroom and the boys can go in the girls' bathroom. That ought to let you know that time is running out and I ain't got time to be messing around. I gotta live my life. You gotta live your life for Jesus. You got to live your life for Jesus. I done been out on them streets already, and I know what them streets will do for you. I already done been out there doing the gangsterism, and I already been out there doing the rapping, and I done been out there selling the drugs, and have it had not been for God. Somebody know if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Hallelujah. I will still be stuck in the same things that I used to be stuck in. But God looked way down in the gutter of my life and picked me up. Come on, tell your neighbor, you got to get right with him. You got to get right with God. Time is running out. Oh, we ain't got much time left, people. You got to go ahead and make a choice today. You got to give God all of you. You got to give him all of you. He said he ain't going to accept no lukewarm believers in my kingdom. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Come on, Morningstar. Y'all heard that. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's the most disgusting thing that anybody can do, is spew something out of their mouth, because it says that it's distasteful to me and I can't use it to nourish my body because it's, oh, Lord. You got to get right or die trying to get right. Have I got a witness in this place? Look at your life and see where it is right now. You really know deep down in your heart where you are right now. Come on, somebody. You really ain't got to have the teeth of the preacher to tell you that you got to get right, because you knew that before you came in here. But you thought you can put on a suit and a tie and put some earrings on and twist your wig the right way so that the folk in here won't know what you were doing last night. But God knows what you was doing. He knows your lifestyle. And I can't afford to get caught up doing something that I know I ain't got no business doing and drop dead. Because you know you really ain't sure if you go out of this, out of these doors, if you're going to make it to heaven or not. So you got to get yourself right. And you got to allow the love of God, the love of God, to come into your heart so that it can be displayed to somebody else. Folk that's around you all the time, they can't tell whether you are a sinner or a saint. And you walk around hollering about how saved you are and how sanctified you are. But when it come time for them to pop that top off on that bottle, you the first one with your cup out. I know some of them might not want me to come back yet. I didn't even know this was going to go like this, Pastor. If my people God is trying to let us know that these are the benefits that you have for you if you humble yourself. Have I got a witness in this place? This is what is entitled to you if you make the choice that you're going to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God so that he can be exalted. He said, not only would you say that I'm exalted, but he'll exalt you too. Do you know that everything that you're dealing with that you think that you can't get rid of, God will take it away from you? But you got to humble yourself. Have I got a witness in here? Most of the folk in here think by humbling themselves, they think it makes them weak, Pastor. You won't even humble yourself to treat your pastor right. Now, I'm going to stay right there for a while. He stays up at night praying for you while you sleep. I see y'all looking at me funny right now. I'm telling you what I know because I do the same thing. I have to get out of my bed, pray for my pastor, sometimes for folk that won't humble themselves enough to pray for themselves. Don't get mad at me, I'm just the messenger. And God is saying, if you're going to be called his child, you got to humble yourself. You got to bring yourself down to a place where God can lift you up. Have I got a witness in this place? If you're walking around like you all that all the time, that ain't no love in your life. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. He said, humble yourselves. Then he said, pray. See, praying is more than saying some words that you've rehearsed all your life. Praying is more than reciting some prayers that you heard your grandmother pray. Prayer is a relationship and a communication that you have with Almighty God that lets you know when I need to get in contact with God to talk to him, not just about myself, but about some things that other folks are going through. I want to put myself in harm's way so that they can benefit out of what I'm talking to God about. He said, humble themselves and pray. I'm going to walk through the scripture just for a minute. Humble themselves and pray. Then he said, here's the biggest part that we have as believers, and seek my face. See, we'll seek everything but the face of God. We'll seek revenge on somebody that's been talking about us. We'll seek some extra money from the pawn shop. We'll seek some extra money from the loan company. And God knows we're going to play the lottery if it's 80 million or over. We're going to seek everything from God, but God. He says, humble yourselves. He said, then I need you to pray. Now I need you to seek who I am. Because when you finally come into the knowledge of knowing that I am God, you'll start to understand that I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you'll stop going through so much stuff. Because now, you know how to humble yourself. You know how to pray. And now you're seeking my face. That's what the scripture says, ain't it? He says, seek my face. And then look here. See, you can't stop right there because now you got to turn from what you're doing. I wish I had a witness in this place. You can't go to the club on Sunday night and then drag in the house on Saturday night, drag in the house on Sunday and think everything is all right. Some of you still got the same clothes on you wore to the club last night. I hope I ain't making nobody mad up in here. He said, you got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to turn. You got to get drunk every day. I don't even know why it's coming out like this. You got to keep on getting high every day. You got to go out and now. See, when you're looking for the drug, man, there's a consequence of you going and looking for him because the police might put them blueberries and cherries behind you. He said, you got to turn. You got to make a turn. I ain't talking about no 360-degree turn either. to turn in the opposite direction of the direction that the enemy has you flowing in. You got to turn, watch this, from your wicked ways. And anything that is contrary to the word of God is classified as wicked. Quit putting your mouth on folk. Somebody all knew you got to quit cussing. Everything come out of your mouth is foul. God is saying that the only way you're going to get me to respond to the things that you desire and you need in your life is you got to humble yourself, you got to pray, you got to seek my face, then you got to turn from them ways that you have. You know you mad at the person sitting next to you right now, but you put on a smile when you come in here because you don't want everybody else to know what the deal is. Tell somebody you got to get right. You got to get right with God because God is not pleased. He's not pleased with your lifestyle while you're not in church. They miss that, Pastor. Why you're not in church? See, everybody can act like they're Christian-y when they come into church. I know how to look like a Christian when I come in here. But if I was to follow you all through the week, could I tell that you belong to God? Hallelujah. Time is running out. Folk is sick and they're going to church. They're depressed and they're going to church. They got dysfunction in their life and at their house and they still going to church and can't get in contact with the God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that he can ever ask or think. I don't want to be acquainted with a God that can't heal me or get my needs met. Oh, maybe the problem is you. Maybe you're the problem. We have to make a choice today. I wouldn't even come back in church next week unless I made a choice to submit myself unto God. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, get right with God. Come on, y'all say it like you mean it, not like you're mad at me. Tell him, get right with God. Because God is giving you a way out right now. I thank God that he is so magnificent that he gives me a way of escape even when I'm in my sin. Even when I was in my sin, the grace of God extended his hand upon me. You know God has given you chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. I can keep going on after chance. Come on, y'all know when y'all raise y'all hand, when you raising your kids, they only got a certain amount of time, not that room not to be cleaned up. Then you got to, come on somebody, you got to take that switch or that strap through them. Don't you know God will whoop you? If my people will call by my name, humble themselves and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, pray. He said, then. Not before. The reason your prayers ain't getting answered is because you ain't done these things right here. You ain't prayed. You ain't humble yourself. You ain't seek the face of God. And did this, you ain't turned from your wicked ways. You think that you can just pray and not seek God and pray and not be humble and not turn from your wicked ways that God is going to answer what you talking about? He ain't even hearing that mess. Matter of fact, it ain't going no hide in this roof. Turn from your wicked ways. Wicked ways. How you look at somebody can be classified as wicked. I wish I had a witness in this place. You know how you cut your eyes at them. I'm trying to help somebody today. I hope somebody getting helped by this. You already know how you do. Folk, you been working with them folk 5 years and you can't stand them. God didn't call you just to love folk in church. You got to love folk on your job, in your community. Have I got a witness in this place? Everywhere you go, he wants to reside within you. So Ezra was writing this in the text. And he was telling us how we have hope now, even while we're in our sinful state, because God is here to heal you. Have I got a witness in this place? So Solomon goes to God and he prays on behalf of the people who he was over. Sounds much like your pastor. He's always going to God, praying to God on your behalf. Come on, somebody. When you can't even pray for yourself, he has charged us to watch for your souls, and you act like you don't even like him. Let that set in just for a minute. So he goes. The prophet prays for the people. Chapter 7 says that he made an end of his prayer. He made an end of his prayer. And then beginning in verse 12 it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And he said unto me, he says, I heard your prayer, pastor. See, y'all don't know when to shout. He said, I heard your prayer, pastor, that you've been praying for West Union to turn from their wicked ways, to seek my face, to pray. He said, I heard your prayer. I heard what you said. And he said, I chosen this place. He said, this place. Then he was talking about the building, because they had to have a place where they go and meet God. And he said, because I chose that place, the Bible said that the glory of the Lord showed up in the house so thick that you couldn't even see. And it said that the priest couldn't even preach. He couldn't even say a word because of the presence of God that is in this house. Can I tell you now that your body serves as that same temple? Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. So you just can't put anything within your body and in your mind and expect God to dwell there in it. Come on, tell your neighbor, you got to get right with God if you want him to live in your heart. Because if you don't get right with God so he can live in your heart, your coming to church is futile. You're just wasting your time. But he says, I'm here because I want to bless you while you're in the storm. Have I got a witness in this place? While your loved ones are sick, I want to bless you. I want you to be the light that shines before them so that they will have a heart to know that they can get healed even by your touch. God has put the power in you to lay hands on the sick. I'm trying to help somebody today. You are a believer and you don't have power enough to lay hands on the sick and expect them to get healed, I question your relationship with God. Hallelujah. You got to get right with God, because God is not going to keep putting up with your attitude. He ain't going to keep putting up with the way things are going. He ain't going to keep putting up with your dysfunction. He ain't going to keep putting up with your dead praise and your dead disposition. He says, I want you to humble yourself. I want you to pray. And then I want you to seek my face. And then all this stuff you've been carrying with you all the way through the last year, you can just shake it all off of you right now. Come on, somebody ought to just shake that stuff off. Because the enemy is trying to trap you just like he did in 2017. And you done put up a resolution that you wasn't going to act like you were, and came right in here. Doing the same things that you promised that you wasn't going to do again. That's why your relationship is all jacked up. Trying to help somebody. That's why you're going through so many trials and tribulations with your spouses. That's why you're going through so many trials and tribulations in your finances. See, I'm trying to tell you how to, because see, this is what I done. I humbled myself. I prayed and I seeked his face. I turned from my wicked ways because there was too much stuff at stake that I was going to lose if I didn't. And ultimately, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. Can I tell somebody in here that the only thing that is owed to you because of your sin is death? You keep creating death situations every time you get involved in sin. I'm not perfect, but I sure been faithful to God. And even when I wasn't faithful to God, he was always faithful to me. Have I got a witness in this place? He's always been faithful to me. So I when I have a mind to go do something that I don't want to do, I think about how faithful he's been to me, Pastor. And I just don't want to do something that's going to cause him to turn up his eye at me. I just don't want to do something that's going to make him look at me in another way. But praise be to God that the power that is invested in me keeps me from going back out there and doing the things that I want to do. This is going to help somebody. You did what they said you done, but you are not who they say you are.
That's right. That's good.
I'm trying to help somebody right now because you've lived your life based on what people have been telling you who you are. God said that you are a child of God. And I call you to act like you are somebody. You are a child of God, and you are not who they say that you are. You are not a pothead. You are not a crackhead, but you are a child of God. Hallelujah. And this goes for old and young. God will help you in everything that you need. God will bring you out of everything that you in. God will give you everything that you need. God will meet your needs if you do these things. See, I need you to humble yourself. Because what I've done is while you are living a prideful life, I sent somebody to pray for you. He's your pastor. And because he's praying for you, sometimes even neglecting his family, not meaning to do it, but because of the love that he has for the people that God has placed in charge over, it would seem like sometimes his wife may want him when he's over there dealing with you. The things that your pastor does for you is preparing you to be pointed into the direction of where Christ is. I want to talk so plainly to you so you get this. Because had God not placed a covering over you, you'll still be walking in the way that you used to walk. You'll be leaving here going straight to the liquor store. Leaving here going to see that woman that you know you ain't supposed to see. Leaving here to go see that man that you know that she already told you to leave her husband alone. He says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Because I want to bring you to an expected end to be able to see the glory that we've been talking about all this time. I got some stuff set up for you in glory that you'll never be able to realize what was set up for you if you don't get to know me down here. If my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray. You got to develop a sincere prayer life.
Glory to God.
I hope this helps somebody.
Glory to God.
It don't mean you got to speak in tongues every time you go down on your face. But it does mean that you have to have a rich connection with Almighty God. Come on, somebody. Whereby getting the confidence when I go to God and I need something, I know he's going to give it to me. You can't do that if you ain't humble. You can't do that if you don't have love coming out of you. You just sound like a bunch of wind. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. That means when I'm just hollering about I love folk, it's just a bunch of hot air coming out of me. Have I got a witness in this place? God has your best interest at heart. He brought you here to hear this word so that you will be challenged to do what you've always known what was right. You know you got to humble yourself. Dysfunction in your family, dysfunction on your job, and watch this, dysfunction with inside of you. Reason that it's going all this kind of way is because you won't humble yourself. Tell your neighbor, get right with God because time is running out. Come on, give God a praise.